All right. Ready to dive into the self-improvement thing you were talking about?
Yeah, you sent over that Centrum Open Mind website. It looks really interesting.
I took a look at it, and that tagline really jumped out at me.
Ken is Centrum Coaching Open Mind.
Right.
It seems like they're really trying to blend that traditional knowledge center with a more free-flowing approach.
Yeah. It's an interesting juxtaposition, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't often see knowledge center and open mind in the same sentence.
Right.
It makes you think, like, are they willing to use
established wisdom, but then also new ideas and new approaches?
Exactly. And they don't shy away from bold statements either.
I mean, skills you can use in real life.
Be yourself in this chaotic world.
Right.
That's quite a promise.
It is. And how do they deliver on that?
It's easy to get caught up in the buzzwords, especially in the self-help world.
But I think what's refreshing here is Open Mind doesn't just throw these phrases around.
They give you really practical examples.
Like they're talking about tangible improvements in your relationships. Stress management.
They've been navigating decision fatigue.
Oh, decision fatigue.
Like how many times have you...
Oh, tell me about it.
Scrolled through Netflix.
Excuse stress. It's real.
Trying to find something to watch.
So many times it's like, you know what?
I just need to go to bed.
Exactly.
Forget this. I'm more stressed now than I was before.
So it sounds like Open Mind is all about giving you tools.
Yes.
To deal with those everyday challenges.
Not just lofty philosophical concepts.
Yeah. And I think that really comes through.
In their focus on self-reliance.
They're not about giving you a quick fix.
They're equipping you with the skills and the mindset.
Okay.
To navigate life's ups and downs independently.
Yeah, it's like that old saying.
You have a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of taking action, their website really emphasizes
doing over just knowing.
That whole experiential learning thing.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Is it just a fancy way of saying workshops?
It's more than just workshops.
They believe that true learning goes beyond just understanding a concept.
Intellectually.
Okay.
They think by actively applying new skills.
And experiencing them firsthand, you're more likely to integrate them into your daily life.
Which will then lead to lasting change.
So it's not just about having an aha moment.
Right.
It's about turning that moment into a habit.
A reflex, even.
Exactly. Open Mind recognizes that.
Traditional talk therapy or simply gaining mental insight
often falls short when it comes to making real-world changes.
So by incorporating physical experiences, they help solidify learning and encourage real-world application.
It's like learning to ride a bike.
You can read all the books you want.
Right.
But until you actually get on and pedal,
it won't truly click.
And you know,
just like learning to ride a bike.
Some people need training wheels. Some
people
need someone holding on.
And some people are just ready to go.
Exactly.
I noticed Open Mind mentioned using visual models and metaphors.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, okay.
Those sound interesting.
But I'm trying to picture it in my mind.
What do they actually look like?
So it's all about
making those abstract concepts we often grapple with in personal development.
Okay.
More concrete and relatable.
So less about vague self-help jargon.
Right.
More about tangible tools we can use.
Exactly.
Because let's say you're working through a conflict with a colleague.
Okay.
Open Mind might use a visual model, like a diagram.
To help represent different communication styles.
And this can help you understand the underlying dynamics of the conflict.
Okay. So by
realizing it,
it becomes easier to understand.
Absolutely.
Especially with something like emotions.
Right.
Which can be difficult.
Or they might use a metaphor.
To help you understand the challenging situation.
Okay.
Like imagine your career path as a winding river instead of a straight line.
Okay.
I like that.
This can help you embrace the twists and turns.
The unexpected opportunities.
Yeah.
And the times when you might need to adjust your course.
It's about making it stick.
Exactly.
Finding a way to make it stick.
And because Open Mind understands that everyone learns differently.
They don't limit themselves to just one specific method.
They tailor their approach to each individual or group.
To make sure that the learning experience is impactful as possible.
So they really are committed.
To making it
yes.
a good learning environment.
I was struck by the Zintuklik Failig section. Mm-hmm. sensory safety.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really thought about
how much sensory overload might be impacting my own ability to learn.
It's something we often overlook.
But our environment plays a huge role in our ability to focus
and absorb information.
Yeah, you think about like
those classrooms with the flickering fluorescent lights.
Exactly.
Or you're trying to listen to a presentation
and someone's phone won't stop buzzing.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
So they really understand that.
They understand that for learning to be truly effective,
it needs to take place in an environment that supports it.
Not hinders it.
So
they've gone to great lengths
to create a space that's calm and welcoming.
And free from distractions.
A sanctuary for the mind.
Yes.
And there's actually a scientific basis for this.
Our brains are more receptive to new information.
Okay.
When we're relaxed and engaged.
And not feeling bombarded by external stimuli.
This isn't about being pampered.
This is about making sure that we can actually learn.
But how do they manage to deliver that consistently?
It seems like a huge undertaking.
It does.
And it speaks volumes about their dedication.
Open Mind believes that a one-size-fits-all approach
simply doesn't work when it comes to personal development.
Which is probably why they emphasize
that each session is tailored.
Yeah.
Every single session.
It is.
That's incredible.
And they go even further than that.
Open Mind is willing to adapt its programs on the fly.
Wow.
Based on the needs of the individual or group.
Wow. That's impressive.
So it's like having a program
that evolves alongside you.
And it's not just one person calling the shots.
Open Mind is a team.
They bring together a diverse group of trainers and specialists.
So you're not just getting one perspective.
Right.
You're getting a whole team of experts.
Exactly.
Who can offer different insights and approaches.
It's like having a personalized support system. Yeah, it really feels like you're joining a team.
Right.
And that they're there to support you.
Speaking of support, I noticed that Open Mind seems to have
a very open door policy.
When it comes to communication.
Mm-hmm.
They encourage people to reach out with questions.
They even offer a free consultation.
Yeah.
That's not something you see every day.
It goes back to that personalization.
Yeah,
especially
it's genuine connection.
They want to make the process as accessible and welcoming as possible.
It's less like a business transaction.
Right.
More like a supportive community.
Exactly.
Which I think is really cool.
And it shows that they, you know, stand behind
what you're doing.
Yeah. They're not hiding
complicated forms or automated responses.
Right.
So as we kind of wrap up here.
Is there anything that really stands out to you?
About Open Mind?
You know, it's interesting. As you're talking about all this.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to.
What's their biggest strength?
Like, what really sets them apart?
That's a great question.
I mean, you could say it's the
experiential learning.
Yeah.
The sensory safety.
Mm-hmm.
The personalized approach.
But I think it's more than that. I think it's
their passion.
I think you're right.
For helping people.
So I can really feel that.
Their palpable passion.
For like people unlock their potential.
Unlock their potential.
Yeah.
It oozes out of every pore of the website.
It does. And that's something.
It feels like a mission.
You don't see very often.
Right.
Especially in this,
you know,
self-improvement work.
This isn't just a business model. This is something that they really believe in.
They're invested.
So listeners,
if you're looking for a way
to maybe improve yourself
or to invest in yourself a little bit,
I encourage you
to go check out
Centrum Open Mind.
Take a look at their website
and see if it's right for you.
And on that note,
we'll catch you guys next time.